109. Grasshopper Learns Physics. Celia was a bright student, except when it came to physics. She was better at drawing graphs. She was skilled at graphics because she was majoring in graphic design. Her classmates named her Grasshopper because she loved to wear green. She hated greasy food. The grease made her feel ill. She loved to play tennis. She even owned a racket made out of graphite. Celia's best friend was Julia. Julia was born on grazing land in the north. When she wasn't watching the cows graze, she was reading physics books. Since physics was Julia's favorite subject, she enjoyed providing gratuitous assistance to Celia. "I'd be grateful if you would explain gravity to me again," said Celia. "No problem," Julia replied. "Gravitation is the force of attraction between any two objects. It is sometimes referred to as gravitational force. An enormous object, like the Earth, generates a gravitational field. This field causes a downward pull on all objects near its surface. This downward gravitational pull is called gravity. The force of gravity on an object is commonly referred to as its weight. Planetary motion is also a result of gravitation. It's the gravitational attraction between the Sun and the planets that sustains the planets in elliptical orbits around the Sun. "Thanks," said Celia. "I feel much better." With a quick smile, Celia handed a small box to Julia. "I am giving you this small present to show you my gratitude," Celia said. "There's no need," Julia said. "It gratifies me just to help you." Celia put it into Julia's hands. "Here, grasp it," Celia said. "It's just something small so that you'll never forget me." Julia opened the gift. It was a ceramic grasshopper holding a globe. She smiled and said, "Thanks, Grasshopper. It's perfect."